You're listening to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and I am very pleased to welcome the filmmaker, Matthew Penn. How do I properly introduce you, Matthew? Because you do episodics as well. And what's the correct director?
I suppose the short term is director because
Yeah.
I've done a lot of theater.
Oh.
I did a play called Mother of the Maid with Glenn Close at the Public.
I
But
saw it.
yeah, oh, great.
I
But
saw that I didn't connect. I have to tell people listening that I have to now regather myself because that is one of the best shows I've ever seen at the public theater.
I thank you so much for those good words. That really means a
Seriously,
lot to me.
Matthew. My friend who I brought to see that and I were really, really moved and to tears, frankly.
No, it was a fine show, and Glenn and the entire cast were extraordinary. So, in my life, frankly, I have moved back and forth between sort of filmmaking and television, or and theater. Now, I don't need to tell you, television pays a bit better than theater. But for me, it was really kind of almost being bilingual. I would try to book television that I cared about between September and June. And then I would try to work in a play either in New York or in the Berkshires during the summer, and ran a company called Berkshire Playwrights Lab with a couple of colleagues for 13 years up in the Berkshires. And so it was really a nice way to kind of work in both mediums. But television has been the dominant credits for many years.
Of course, of course. How lucky, first of all, to have that option to work in a more lucrative business like television, like the episodics, and at the same time be able to oscillate between that and theater, engage with audiences in that way is, I could see that as being tremendous because you get that automatic, response and feedback and all that, which
Right.
you can't get anywhere else.
It's interesting. There are theater directors who've said to me, "I would never touch a camera. I wouldn't know how to make a film or TV show." There are filmmakers who've said to me, "I would never do a play. I wouldn't know what to do without the camera." And then there's certainly a group of people who do go back and forth, but that's surprisingly few on a kind of percentage basis. People are really known for their filmmaking, and by film I also include television, or their theatrical work, but there's only a smaller percentage of directors who freely go back and forth. And for me, that was not hard. I can't explain why, but it was not hard to work in both mediums.
Well, I think you're in a lucky position, as I said, to have that. Now, the main reason we're talking today is because you are going to be part of a Q&A or talk back at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington on Saturday for the screening of Alice's Restaurant, which your father, a notable director, directed back in, well, it came out in like 69. It was the first film he made after Bonnie and Clyde, correct?
That is correct. That's correct.
Your father's name is, whether it's used as much as other filmmakers, but his name is in the company of, I would say, Mike Nichols with The Graduate and Dennis Hopper with Easy Rider as th three films that came out roughly at the same time or, within a couple of years that really changed American cinema as we know it. And his name is not as used, even though he would also make Alice's Restaurant, as we mentioned,
Little Big
Little
Man.
Big Man. And so many other major films, and yet his name isn't as widely known. And is that because of just who he was, and he was shyer about that kind of attention, or why do you suppose that is?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. He did fewer films, say, than Mike Nichols, and I think by design he did go back and forth between film and theater, as Nichols did. But he was very selective. I mean, making a film is an enormous undertaking that takes time away from family and from life. I mean, it's for a director, it's easily a year of frequently not seeing the folks you love. And so Dad was very selective about that. Bonnie and Clyde certainly put him on the map, I think, throughout the history of cinema, at least in our lives. It's always considered to be one of the top, say, 25 films that were made. And it was an iconic film in terms of the development of how violence is dealt with, of how comedy and violence are dealt with, even within the sort of
That's true. Subtext, right? There's
same film. People forget Gene Wilder.
subtextual themes that go on with groundbreaking
Yeah, Gene
in that
Wilder
film.
is in Bonnie and Clyde, which people
That's
sort
right.
of forget. So that was an iconic event for him. What's interesting about Alice's Restaurant is that after Bonnie and Clyde, he could have made any film. Now, he very much wanted to make Little Big Man, but when Arlo's Song came out, it really caught his imagination. And it did, I think, for one critical reason, which is Dad once said to me, when a great film really has to do with the protagonist being connected to, acting upon, and being acted upon the society and culture that surrounds him. So if you think of Bonnie and Clyde, Alice's Restaurant, and Little Big Man as films he made back to back to back, you think of Bonnie and Clyde as these sort of gangsters for sure, but responding to the American Depression, which was not something they necessarily understood, but they knew that the world was broken, the system was broken. In Alice's Restaurant, Arlo is a young man of a particularly hip generation, as it were, but they're responding to the anti-war movement, to the very real prospect of being drafted, and how do you push back against the culture that surrounds you with regard to killing and the war? Well, finally, Little Big Man has Jack Crabb, played by Dustin Hoffman, who finds himself part of two cultures, both the white man's culture and the Native American culture. And of course, he finds himself there at a time when a genocide was being perpetrated
Perpetrated, yeah.
on the Native Americans by white culture. So he literally finds himself in the midst of those two worlds. So think of those three films as actually being as different as you can imagine in one respect, but actually linked to each other in a certain respect. And that's what interested him.
We're talking to Matthew Penn, who is the son of, and I don't think I mentioned his name. I just referred to him as your father, Arthur Penn, who is, we're going to show Arthur Penn's film, Alice's Restaurant, at the Triplex on Saturday, the 27th. Is that right? Yes,
Right,
Saturday, the 27th.
this Saturday.
People should check out the Triplex Cinema website for details and to buy tickets. Matthew will be along with somebody from the film Alice's Restaurant. I can't quite recall who that is. Arlo Guthrie will be there. That's amazing. And between the two of you, that's why I will be there as well in the audience that day for sure. I have never seen it on the big screen. And hey, why didn't they ever make a sequel to Bonnie and Clyde? That was a stupid joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that would be a tough one.
It wouldn't stop Hollywood, though, would it?
No, it would have stopped my dad, though.
Good point. So, and yes, Matthew and Arlo will be there to do a Q&A.
This Saturday, April 27th, and go to thetriplex.org.
What's the website again?
Thetriplex.org.
That org. That's
And
right.
scroll down, look for Alice's Restaurant. And it is a benefit for the Triplex, which is important, which has given a great deal, not only to South Berkshire County, but across to Hudson and the community on both sides of the
Right.
line as a real cultural locus point for.
Right. In a day where it's harder to find an art house cinema or a cinema that will show independent films or a film, let's say, like Alice's Restaurant, but it is also a benefit, a screening and fundraiser. We've been talking with Matthew Penn, who is a director of film, episodics, and theater, and will again be at the Triplex on Saturday. Come on out and support the theater. Come on out and support great film. Matthew, thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show today. I really appreciate it. It's great meeting you.
It's a pleasure. It's great meeting you, and I look forward to the conversation with Arlo. It's a nice opportunity not to see him in front of 17,000 people.
Well, you
Just
don't know yet because we haven't seen the lines at the triplex yet, so.
but it's a pleasure. I thank you so much for, spending time together and being able to talk about film and filmmaking.
You're listening to 98.1 KZE.